Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today. Tel Aviv and Haifa are experiencing pleasant temperatures, making it a great day to be outside. In Jerusalem, it's slightly cooler, but still comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, a Lebanese official claims that Israel's indiscriminate strikes are complicating efforts to disarm Hezbollah. Also, in the past hour, Israel Hayom reports the Houthis are trying to use AI to develop advanced missile systems in northern Yemen. Also this hour, Walla reveals new insights into the IDF's strategic deceptions leading to Hezbollah's withdrawal, as reported earlier today by Ali Taher. Separately, Israel Hayom notes again that the Houthis are enlisting AI in their arms race, attempting to develop missiles despite challenges. And finally, JNS reports that Yemenis are using AI for missile guidance while Iran targets the U.S. Navy. Earlier today, Anthropic disclosed these developments but noted no operational success yet. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a conflict tracking account, posted recently that Ansarallah ballistic missiles are now targeting King Fahd Air Base in Saudi Arabia. Al Arabiya English shared that the Lebanese and Israeli ambassadors will meet at the State Department next week to discuss ongoing developments, and talks will continue in October. Ariel Osseron, a journalist, noted a missile alert near Taif, close to Jeddah, in a recent post. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report. A Lebanese official expressed concern that the IDF's broad strikes in southern Lebanon are undermining Lebanon's internal efforts to curb Hezbollah's influence. The official emphasized the challenge of maintaining national unity amid external pressures. This complicates regional stability. Turning to the report from Israel Hayom, the Houthis in Yemen are reportedly using AI technology to enhance their missile capabilities. Anthropic, a tech company, identified activities in northern Yemen aiming to develop sophisticated weapon systems. This raises concerns about escalating arms races in the region. Meanwhile, Walla provides insights into the IDF's tactical maneuvers against Hezbollah. For months, the IDF focused on locating key infrastructures of the group while misleading them with strategic deceptions. These efforts resulted in Hezbollah's strategic withdrawal, highlighting the complexity of military intelligence operations. Returning to Yemen, the JNS notes ongoing AI-driven advancements in missile guidance systems. Anthropic reported that although the Houthis tested a guided rocket, there is no evidence of an operational device yet. This ongoing development poses significant implications for U.S. military presence in the region. On the economic front, first, KTEC reports that Energean has signed a significant $1.4 billion gas deal with the new Sorek power plant in Israel, boosting its contracted backlog to $20 billion over two decades. Separately, Globes has announced that Wizz Air is expanding its operations in Israel. The airline plans to add dozens of Tel Aviv flights each week, enhancing connectivity. And finally, Walla Business highlights the Israeli connection to a Miami plane crash. The Amazon cargo plane that crashed was previously converted at Israel Aerospace Industries, showcasing the global reach of Israeli aerospace engineering. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.